Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Hi, Congressman Pitts. Can you tell us what happened in Bangladesh last weekend?
Yes. Last weekend, on Friday night, five gunmen in Bangladesh took over the Holy Artisan Bakery, an upscale restaurant popular with foreigners, and they held the occupants hostage for 12 hours. At 7:40 on Saturday morning, Bangladesh paramilitary forces stormed the bakery, took control of the area within 13 minutes. Unfortunately, 20 hostages had already been killed, including 9 Italians, 7 Japanese, 2 Bangladeshis, 1 Indian, and 1 American. One additional hostage was killed by local police during the raid, and it is unclear if he was working with the gunman or not. Police also killed all 5 gunmen. 3 of the hostages killed inside the cafe attended college in the United States. One attended the University of California, Berkeley. 2 attended Emory University. After being rescued, survivors reported that the gunman told hostages to recite passages from the Quran, and if they couldn't, they were tortured and killed. Initial reports said that most of the hostages were killed with sharp objects on Friday night, shortly after the gunman took the restaurant hostage. The Islamic State originally took responsibility for the attack, but the Bangladesh Home Minister said the attackers were actually from a homegrown militant group called Jumatu Mujahideen in Bangladesh. I will continue to stay apprised of the situation as details develop.
What was the FBI's announcement this week about Hillary Clinton's private email server?
Well, the FBI's announcement was disappointing. On Tuesday, the FBI concluded that it would not recommend any charges against Ms. Clinton for the way she handled classified information on her private email domain. As I said, this is extremely disappointing. Ms. Clinton set up a private email address on a private server to handle official business during her tenure as Secretary of State, which is against protocol at the State Department. According to FBI Director James Comey, 8 chains from her email address included top secret information, with multiple others including less classified but still secret information. Mrs. Clinton set up her email on an unauthorized non-government server, intentionally putting the content of her emails at risk. The fact that the FBI did not recommend pressing charges for this gross negligence, which could have exposed top-secret information to enemy hackers, seems unjust.
Did anything happen this week with mental health?
Yes, the House passed a landmark mental health reform bill on Wednesday. It was the product of years of work by the Energy and Commerce Committee and Congressman Tim Murphy of Pennsylvania, the bill's author. The legislation, titled the Helping Families in Mental Health Crisis Act of 2015, passed by a landslide in the House on Wednesday, and now it will go to the Senate for further action. I was thrilled to see this final product on mental health reform pass the House.
What did the opioid conference this week meet about?
The opioid conference met for the first time on Wednesday to reconcile the differences between the Senate's opioid legislation and the House's opioid bills. Now, I was honored to be named as a conferee for the occasion by Speaker Ryan. When the conference met on Wednesday, members made opening statements, then suggested amendments to the bills. We filed our final conference report to the Rules Committee that night. We're hoping to get this bill to the President's desk as soon as possible. Every day that we are delayed, opioid overdoses take more lives.
Okay, thank you for that update. Do you have a good news headliner for us?
I surely do. I'd like to take this time to highlight the work of John and Becky Thompson at Green Meadow Farm in Loyola, Pennsylvania. 4 years ago, John and Becky launched a program at their farm to give horse riding lessons for free to children who were adopted in foster care or who had unique emotional needs. The lessons provide an opportunity for a child to grow in his or her confidence as they learn to handle a horse, and the peaceful atmosphere of the farm creates a safe place for the families, too. The farm's owners don't claim to be experts, but say they just have a heart for families. Becky Thompson said, "We have seen God take our little farm and team and bless children and families with joy, rest, refreshment, and renewal beyond our wildest dreams." Green Meadow Farm hosts the lesson program 3 times a year. Each session accepts 20 children, lasts for 10 weeks. So thank you, John and Becky, for your service to the 16th Congressional District. We so appreciate the love and care that you've extended to the families in our community.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.